Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Exciting news as events are currently happening. Mark Cuban, I thought that his Twitter account had been hacked or something because he was retweeting videos of Nick Fuentes. But no, it seems that this is Mark Cuban retweeting every anti-Jew, anti-Semitic invectives at him to make a point that Twitter is not a welcoming place. Here he's retweeting Gentile News Network saying Mark Cuban is a Jew. Jew, that's the difference between X and Tred. People calling him Jew Boys. Of course, he got in trouble with the Twitter crowd recently for holding on to his view that he should be hiring minorities selectively, like intentionally not hire white people. And people have been going at him for days now, and he's been trying to keep afloat, but unsuccessfully. And today he cracks out, and he's pissed now at Twitter for allowing all of this pointing out. The thing is, it's relevant. It's relevant, Mark Cuban, that there you are being Jewish and combating a people, white people, that you don't feel a part in. That is a problem. That is what we've been trying to talk about for years now. So I'm super happy. I think it's an example of how 2024 will be crazy. Based Mark Cuban is just a preview of how insane 2024 will be. I didn't have this on my bingo card. Go away says, I've seen this Justin Mohn incident. I've realized the perils of right-wing thinking, and I've decided to take a step back from online right-wing commentators. Was nice knowing you guys, though. Well, go away. No one will miss you. Get the fuck out, and good riddance. That being said, I know you're an addict to this show, and I know you'll come back. I know you're lying there. Yes, FD, it's true. They have totally censored the subject of Justin Mohn. Justin Mohn is a bizarre schizophrenic guy who has decided to chop the head of his father on the basis that his father was working for the federal government, and who has appealed on his YouTube while holding the beheaded head of his own father on a YouTube video or live stream. He has called for the start of a civil war. So, of course, that is the kind of subjects I like to cover, so we'll be doing this. Of course, when I look into the mind of Justin Mohn tonight, it is not to advocate for the violence that he was advocating for. It is to understand the mechanism of extremism and violence and to give credit where it's due, because when I read in the mainstream media about this story, they're just, oh, he was a conspiracy theorist. Certainly, he was a schizo-conspiratorial type of personality, but a lot of his thoughts made sense. So it's not like he was totally out there politically. It's not because you're a schizo that you're wrong on everything. And I would like the mainstream media to be a little more subtle on this, rather than just dismiss, he just killed his father, so he must be wrong on everything. Well, he had beliefs that are very close to our beliefs here on JFG Tonight. So, and much of it is true. Much of it was a proper assessment of the world. He's also tried to trust the system. He had gotten into student debt. He found out eventually that student debt was a scam. He tried to get reimbursed for this scam by starting a very creative lawsuit against the federal government, claiming, you've lent me that money that you stick upon my name for a program that I wasn't properly informed about. I wasn't properly informed that getting out of university, there would be no employment in my field at all. And you can say, oh, well, this was a legal lawsuit without any merit or basis. But when you compare with what is currently accepted in our judiciary, you know, people claiming discrimination on absolutely no factual ground and getting multi-million dollar settlements. When you compare with Donald Trump, just a crazy witch from the forest deciding he raped me 25 years ago. And oh yeah, also my rape story is exactly a copy of a Law and Order episode. And she gets $83 million. When you consider the current state of the judiciary, his claims are totally within the bounds of a reasonable legal theory. The federal government is spamming these loans onto young people. It is deceiving them into a path of career that is not to their interest. It is not properly labeling and advertising the information around the programs they push for. And so in the end, there is a kind of fraud here that never got called, that never got caught by a legal conception of fraud. And he tried. He tried as a schizo, maybe conspiratorial a little bit, yes, but he tried making this case and he got rejected again and again at the level of the motion to dismiss. He got rejected, so never got a trial for these claims. But I would like to see a trial where someone argues, hey, the federal government is taking people into a massive scam here. The teachers are scammers. The federal government is scammer. The federal government gives that money to young people. Young people give it to teachers. Teachers don't deliver the thing that they are expected to deliver, which is hope for the American dream and the possibility of getting a job. They don't have to. They are not subject to any measures of performance. If you happen to have a bad teacher or you happen to have a bad diploma, no one is recording this and saying, oh, we have to improve because this guy didn't get a job. No, it's like, oh, you got scammed, sorry. And it seems that because it's the federal government scamming you, that it's fine. So all of this to say, yes, it was creative, but creative legal theories are constantly allowed for women and minorities in our system. And there he was, a white man, basically. I don't know if he's Jewish, but there he was as a kind of white man, basically trying the same and not getting fairness. So we'll be going through his mind tonight, and someone was asking, is he really schizo? Yes, he was truly schizophrenic. I have bought his books. I have consulted every piece of information available on him. He was an extremely high IQ, high-functioning schizophrenic. Pennsylvania man arrested after allegedly decapitating his father and displaying his head on YouTube. There are two moments in the video that are featured in the memes around this story. One is where he has wrapped his head's father. Apparently, he chopped the head of his father at a location and then drove to a very distant location, 150 miles away from where the initial signalment had been happening. He had wrapped his father's head, a father who is 80 years old. He had wrapped his head in saran wrap plastic. And the first thing that he does in the video is he shows the head of his father and he says, I've just executed this federal employee and he is also my father and he is now in hell for committing the sin of treason against his country by working for the federal government. And then there's a later part of the video where his father's head is in a gigantic boiling pot. And people were laughing their ass off and saying, I got some recipes for you guys. That is absolutely weird. So Justin Mohn, that is how he looks. He had a kind of relatively generous internet trace with Facebook, Spotify account with music that he was producing, as well as self-edited Amazon books. Justin Mohn had studied management in college, agricultural something, whatever, management of something. He had then moved to Colorado, and he was trying to get jobs, but he was very disappointed that he was getting only part-time jobs, nothing enough to survive, nothing enough to thrive. And he got pissed by the system that had deceived him into studies and into building up debt that he could never get away from. That was the base of his frustration, leading to the lawsuits against the federal government. Here we have a part of the video that we can show.
And when I filed a complaint to the FBI of this labor racketeering, they showed up at my door to threaten me with arrest. Meanwhile, in two separate lawsuits of mine, the federal judges hid the evidence from the public. We now know the enemy is on our soil and better funded than us.
So he was basically considering himself the victim of undue process. And if what he says is true, that would be undue process. As the FBI, you cannot knock on the door of people for filing a lawsuit. If there's something inappropriate about the lawsuit, just cancel it through the judiciary process, get the judge. But as the FBI, it's a very intimidating position that someone has some claim against the government and he receives a visit from the FBI. So Justin had been producing music. And that music was extremely weird, extremely uninteresting. The singing was extremely low quality. It was generally music that he was doing from apparently a keyboard synthesizer and accompanying himself with the voice on a microphone. I listened to all of his music today. There's Cold War Waste Town, I Miss Lauren, Wonky Honky. They Came for Justin Mohn and Judge Kathy Toilet. In I Miss Lauren, he's basically expressing the fact that he misses being with a girl named Lauren. On the cover of the CD, you can see his paranoid predispositions, because Justin Stalkers appears to be the title of the CD, and he imagines that he is pursued by some kind of beast in the forest. And in many of his writings, it seems that there is an omnipresence of people potentially following him. People are saying, play it, JF. Sure, we will listen to some of it. So this is Justin Stalkers, Justin Mohn, part one.
You got a month to submit a new book to me. If it's not a bestseller, I'll split your head in three.
So very interesting words here from, I believe that's from They Came for Justin Mohn. He says, he seems to be reading a refusal of his book. That was saying, you have a certain amount of month to resubmit another version of this book. And he seems to be answering to that response by saying, if my book isn't a bestseller, I'm going to split your head in three. Let's listen to it again.
I knew it would be, though your lyrics were shit. My music was the key. I'll give you a chance to acquit. And this time I'll oversee You got a month to submit a new book to me. If it's not a bestseller, I'll split your head in three.
So if it's not a bestseller, I'll split your head in three. Apparently, he was taking issue with the fact he was stuck with refusals from book publishing industry, and he was forced down the line of self-publishing, and he was taking issue with the fact that his books weren't bestsellers. One of his books suggests the coming American Bloody Revolution. And he inspires himself very much from his personal experience, the betrayals of this person and this person in his life, to illustrate that America is coming into a time of revolution. And he thinks that the injustices that... So he has delusions of persecution, like many schizophrenics, delusions that the world is against him, that he was named the king. That is often something you'll hear from a schizophrenic, almost always. They think that they are the king of something, and they were kind of deprived of that title, and eventually people turned against them. That was exactly the discourse of Justin here. There are other parts of his song if you want to know the style.
Our guns, you're either with us or against us. Can I count you into my crew? Can I make up with you? Or are you a punk ass bitch? It will take you home. Let you think about it on the ride.
There's these changes of mood. Now we are in the car ride. Totally different song, but it's still the same song. Car ride is
we'll
over.
Check back on you in 1 week.
We're back there.
I want our first album's lyrics done.
They came for Justin Moon expresses delusions of persecution.
It better be something unique. They came for Justin Moon. They found him all alone.
Hooray!
When no one else was home. The communists had known what the Satanists had grown.
They are communists and Satanists coming for Justin Moon.
It's like a little lad. He had no real dad. He thought it very sad. But
now I note that there is something musically very subtle here. It will increase by one semitone. And suddenly it's going to be, they came for Justin Moon, like one level higher.
Nobody was glad for.
And amazingly, both the original level and the next level of his semitone increase, both are sounding off the harmonics.
The gifts he had, they said that he was God.
Me?
He thought it very odd.
Yippee!
But nobody told him not to trust the people to him who were close. His future was grim when he learned of us. His chances were slim when he burned a brush. They came for Justin Moon. 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 We found him, yes, we found him. We found him. We found.
So there's these moments always in his song where the mood totally changed, and it's like, very often schizophrenics, they have these two feelings that they can switch from some kind of parallel universe. And it seems that these middle parts of his song, it's always a kind of parallel universe in which he finds himself.
I think that Justin's got Justin Moon, Justin Moon. He's so different.
so different, is so perfect.
Justin Moon is God.
Justin Moon is God. Delusions of Grandeur.
They came for Justin Moon. They tracked him on his phone. And humor he had flown. They made him take a loan.
They tracked him on his phone. They found where he had flown and made him take a loan. And here you have the great issue that Justin Moon is taking with the federal government. He finds that he is being tracked, pursued, harassed, and that ultimately they have influenced him into taking a student loan, which in his view justifies the revolution. Here's a post by Justin Moon. There's not even such thing as America anymore. There's a civil war between Justin Moon and his followers versus the cult. America is secretly focusing and revolving around me such that the cult is trying to hide me and kill me while empowering the cult and using the media as a distraction. So very often in schizophrenia, the misconception that all mediatic events are revolving around the self. Absolutely signature of schizophrenia. Nobody thinks it's odd that I'm suing one of the biggest companies in America due to a devout cult belief that I am the second coming king of Earth. So godly delusions of grandeur. I mean, Mayor Sutters and Governor Hickenlooper are literally about to go to jail for the rest of their lives after I sue them for everything they own due to allegiance to a cult who thinks I'm God. So he had many 4chan appearances and Discord appearances that I've consulted in which he was trying to get a revolution started. So he has been for months or years going around these gun-related discords, 4chan/poll, and talking about how he had a cult following and they should join and they should join the revolution. So he really thought that, and the schizophrenic will delude themselves into thinking that what they read on the internet is related to them and it's reacting to them. They think that there's kind of a both-way communication between them and the world. Even my own family upholds this cult belief and is willing to go to jail to prove it. So here probably a reference to the fact that he was in conflict with his father. Donald #Trump, if this does not get fixed ASAP, then you will also be in jail for the rest of your life after I sue you for everything you own. That's not a threat, that's a promise, bitch. So delusions of grandeur. That was one of his lawsuits in which he, Justin Moon, proceeding pro se, appeals from an order of the district court dismissing his complaint pursuant to the Federal Tort Claims Act. He was claiming that he got deceived, that there was fraud in promoting these student loans. Which I think he may have a case. If we were a logical society, we see fraud everywhere. We see torts everywhere. Certainly, there is something deceptive about this loan system of basically infinite money for your choice of school, but those choices of school have not been shown to pay back. Kindle book, The Second Messiah, King of the Earth. So he was framing this book as a fiction. But when you look at the elements, it's all elements that he considers around himself. So I would say it's more like a deluded biography where he decided that the guy in the book would be named Buster, but really it's him. After a young adult musician named Buster Moon moves from a small farm in Ohio to the affluent city of Colorado Springs, Colorado, so that's exactly what he's done in his real life. He quickly notices things aren't quite right. and the people are strange. As Buster becomes the main focus of the city and the entire state, he slowly and painfully learns the dark secret of Colorado involving a widespread satanic cult, the Democratic Party, and the Cold War. Eventually, Buster gets more attention than he thought was possible for any artist, but not in the way a normal celebrity does, in the way a religious icon does. So basically, this is exactly the delusions that he talks about in his Facebook post. He was Buster. The only thing more absurd than this fiction book is the fact that it is loosely based on the life of author and musician Justin Moon, whose four-year stay in Colorado caused multiple lawsuits and changed the possible outcomes of the 2020 U.S. presidential election by exposing three presidential candidates as corrupt, which forced them to drop out of the race. So delusions of grandeur in terms of his causality in the world. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, out of curiosity, did the people who he was trying to recruit accuse him of being a Fed? I'm sure there was in the discussions. I don't specifically remember an instance, but he was getting banned. He was getting banned from these places. So here we have, he was employed by Progressive Insurance, doing something closely connected to his college degree, but he was unsatisfied because it was part-time work, and also Progressive Insurance eventually fired him. He started a lawsuit against Progressive Insurance for discrimination against him being male, and they banished this lawsuit, so it didn't go to trial. But funnily, Progressive Insurance is saying, we didn't fire him at all because he was a white male. We fired him because he was kicking the door. So apparently, Justin Moon, when coming to work, he was kicking the door as he was entering the company. And here you have to grant it to him. You know, that's a very male behavior. Kicking the door is kind of an alpha Chad move, rather than just opening it, you know? And in the end, perhaps he was discriminated against for being a male. If his malehood was commanding to kick the door in, then he was kicked. He was kicked from this job for being a male. So there is a speculation around the internet. Was this a Fed? Was this an MK Ultra experiment gone wrong? I would say very unlikely. In my view, this just looks like basic schizophrenia. And the physiognomy bros have been vindicated, according to Kiki, because he has an extreme negative Kentel tilt. I don't know if that plays. But certainly, everything that I read and see and hear from him looks like just basic schizophrenia. You don't need to have much antidepressants and toxic chemicals and MKUltra experiments to explain any of this. Justin Moon had already discussed killing his own family members in a revolution pamphlet, America's Coming Bloody Revolution. So that was an example of a letter that he wrote to the music industry people because they were rejecting his music, which we have listened to. Justin sent out frequent emails to music industry people. This is three letters I've gotten in the past. Dear industry professional, as if you didn't already know who I am from the time of my birth, I wrote to you in March. That is one thing with schizophrenic. They are convinced that you knew them before you got to know them. Absolutely common observation. They will be like, ha ha ha, JF, don't lie to me. Like, I know you've known me since I'm 5 years old. It's like, no, I just met you this week. No, Jeff, you're kidding me, right? It's like, no, we just met this week. I wrote to you in March of this year to engage in a mutually beneficial business relation in the arts, music, and or writing. So basically, he's considering that he grants them a privilege of wanting to associate with them. You did not respond to my letter despite the fact that globalists, politicians, corporations, communists, and cults devoutly believe that I'm God, the second Messiah, and the biggest person of influence since Jesus Christ. Delusions of grandeur. This belief in me was made most notable when I forced Governor John Hickenlooper, John Kasich, and Jay Inslee to be my bitches and drop out of the 2020 presidential election, as I am merciful despite their traitorous betrayals, deserving of a more severe punishment. So completely out there thinking that he's had some influence on the 2020 election, that he made them, that everyone should know how much he made them his bitches. It is a very complex network of beliefs. Of no coincidence, shortly after you did not respond to my letter, God, or else the Communist Party of China, unleashed a pandemic. God and or the Communist Party of China unleashed a pandemic which has nearly crippled your industry. Some articles report that the music industry losses will be $10 billion or more, and the movie industry losses ranging from $5 billion in the short term to $170 billion over the next year. Shady Jesus says, I wish I had a fraction of this guy's self-assured confidence. Oh my God, yes, that is the attitude, the negotiating attitude, my God. He thinks that God has punished the music industry with COVID because they didn't hire him. It seems either my father in heaven does not like that the entertainment industry ignores me, despite the fact that the world revolves around me, or else the Communist Party of China does not like that I have nothing to do with my time other than plan a revolution to take control of America and beyond, as many people believe I should do anyway. So when he says many people, it's probably voices in his head, impressions that the crowds are demanding something from him. Everyone who knows of me believes the entertainment industry is far beneath me, and the only suitable role for me is to be king of Earth. You should be lucky now if I am even willing to negotiate a contract. Oh, man. I wish I was an employer and seeing a guy like this coming to get a job. It's like, what the fuck, bro? Where do we even begin? As the idea of being king of the world now appeals to me as much as it does to my devout believers and worshippers. Wow. That is confidence. So reading through the book, The Second Messiah, King of the Earth, it's basically the idea of, is there, I mean, Buster, but I think that Buster is him. Buster is there. He starts from a place in Ohio and then goes live in Colorado. And then there's all this discovery that there are people following him, blah, blah, blah. So basically, it is the fantasy of the schizophrenic laid out in a fiction format. New guy says, so is this self-aggrandizing behavior reflect a pathetic self-image? That is a psychological interpretation, and in my experience, it's not worth, and it's not worth doing. You won't understand psychiatric disorders with this kind of double-layered explanation. Psychiatric disorders are best understood as, you're going to have a series of behavior that you expect to observe. You just have to label them and identify properly. I'm not into these mechanisms of the mind, internal psychology kind of analysis. because most of them are wrong. So then the video itself, I watched the video yesterday. Justin Moon believed that it was the time now to start a civil revolution in America. He was extremely organized in in what he was seeing this revolution as. So it was very complex and layered in terms of he considered that there were followers of him. He considered that there was a very high risk he would get arrested, but he was ordering people, his followers and adorers, to continue his doings, continue the revolution. What he was inviting people to, and which I don't stand for, but he was saying free a place for yourself in heaven by killing at least one federal employee. And he was showing the model of this by the severed head of his father. So he was saying, either you're going to go to hell or you're going to kill federal employees, that which I don't stand for, but that's what he was saying in the video. So that is a kind of an hilarious and bizarre story. He was in fact organizing accumulations of money so that he could pay bounties for specific federal people that he wanted dead. Where he said he had $10 million, I don't know if that's true, but he said he had $10 million available and that he was looking for further funding where he would pay $1 million per head. And he was naming some people. I think he got activated by a lot of the recent talk around Texas, around immigrants, illegal immigration, the betrayal of the American Constitution. And that's what ultimately made him go overboard. It was these very mundane events. I mean, they're important events nationally, but I mean, they were not impacting his life. But because he had schizophrenia, it had an amplified effect on him, and it had an amplified effect on his delusions. So eventually the police located him following the publishing of his video. He was totally erased from social media. Twitter searches on his name now return absolutely nothing. But that is the truth about Justin Moon. He was a guy who attempted being an artist, who attempted being an author, who was suffering from extremely complex schizophrenia, delusions, a world of delusions that he had built inside himself. And he turned against his own father. I was joking yesterday that this what he did there is defooing. He defooed his father. People will remember how in Stefan Molyneux's case, there were Daily Beast and other Jewish press articles saying how Stefan Molyneux's appeal to defooing from family members who are state employees, who are pro-statist. Let's say that Justin Moon has done the most radical form of defooing, which is chopping the head of your family member. Whereas Stefan Molyneux was merely advocating for letting them go and going your own way. Silver Spider says, that's an extreme defooing. Yes. So I reject the theories out there that he was manipulated by feds. I reject the theories out there that there is some kind of MK Ultra thing that was pulled on this guy. This is just schizophrenia when you leave it unmedicated for about 30, 35 years. In a male, that is what you get. In a female, you get the exact same thing without the head chopping. Welcome to my world. I've known schizophrenics again and again. That is just what it is. It is an extreme risk for family members. I see so often the father or the mother of schizophrenic end up being their first target because their presence in their life as kind of an omnipresent force is the first seed of their delusion. So if this guy was having any path of delusions, his brain was immediately going to, oh, well, my father is an example of this. My father is part of the conspiracy. So very easy for family members of schizophrenics to be killed by them when they go overboard. Henry says, poor dad. Yeah, I guess that his dad just tried his best and probably wasn't successful or wasn't willing to refer him into maybe forced psychiatry, but forced psychiatry is a danger in and of itself, because when you force your family member to the psychiatric hospital, you lose their trust. And now they start hating you, and eventually the hospital will release them on the streets 3 weeks later. And now you're stuck with a schizophrenic who hates you, and justifiably so sometimes. Fleur de Sel says, my mother had schizophrenia. Her main triggers were traveling and CNN. Surprisingly, when she was rambling about CNN, she was almost always right on the money. Yes, so it's not because you're a schizophrenic that you'll be wrong on your analyses. Sometimes you will be deluded, and you know, there's a clear separation. You'll be able to undertake a political argument that somehow makes sense in one domain. But if you go the route of delusion, you're going to lose contact with reality. Henry says, do we need more mental institutions like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? I don't think we do. Because mental institutions are really just putting the problem away from civilization. And it's like, I am for living with the reality of life and biology. I am for accepting that, yeah, baby making has some risks. You have about a 2 to 5% risk of making a baby who will turn out schizophrenic in their young adult years. I am for understanding that and for not trying to put them away from society so that we can forget them, because we can do this. Like, it's the classical dungeon method. Like, okay, we put them in a dungeon and we forget about them. I am not for this. I am for the inherent risk of existence. And if I was to find myself with a child who is schizophrenic, they would probably turn schizophrenic in their adult years. I would not want to get rid of them. I would want to create a safe environment for the other children, create a safe environment for myself, but also live with the consequences of my reproduction and care for that person as much as I can with extending an understanding for their condition. Kantzilla says, would low-level schizophrenia be considered mania? You may be onto something in the sense that there's a certain amount of overlap between the genetic risk factors for bipolar and schizophrenia. It's light, but it's there. And there is a form of psychosis that shows in the manias of bipolar disorder. You could say like this is the Britney Spears kind of direction. So when Britney Spears is there with her knives, that is the psychosis of a bipolar. But the psychosis of a bipolar has definite signature that is different from the psychosis of a schizophrenic. The psychosis of a schizophrenic will be complex and layered. The bipolar psychosis will be a craziness about something, but it's not going to get into this whole inner world that they construct of fears and persecutions. It's just going to be like crazy about shopping or something like this. That's a psychosis from a bipolar. Whereas the psychosis on the schizophrenic, it's like a whole theory of the world and how people are getting at you. Go away, says, mental institutions violate the NAP, according to JF. The real question is how much ground to cede to a schizophrenic whose presence, while not violating the nap, is intolerable to be around. Yeah, exactly. And when it's your family member, I think you have some kind of an investment in in living with the consequences of your actions. And having schizophrenics in existence is one of the possible consequences from baby making. HHH White Pill says, it's funny, I have enjoyed JF's takes for years, despite agreeing with him on roughly nothing outside of race. I was hoping I would agree with him on at least this, but nope, lol. Well, that is great, because there are many creators out there, they can only really get followers that think like them. So I'm happy that I'm delivering rational stuff enough that even someone who disagrees with me can say, well, I see the point. Samich Luber says, my neighbor once took his friend by the throat, picked him up against the wall, and impaled him with a plunger handle through the eye, leaving him hanging. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you interact with human beings. I think believing this story outright from the newsreel is the real schizophrenia. Well, at some point you have to believe what's in front of you and not be in a constant state of doubt. At some point you have to decide, well, here are the facts that I can get. Maybe there are other facts, but I'm not going to trigger these alternative theories unless I'm given some facts, or else you work from nothing. Fleur de Sel says, mania of schizos start when they hide the rise of a psychotic episode. You get the cues. Yeah, it's one experience that people have. I tend to be so within the world of the schizos that I've interacted with in my life that I don't, they weren't hiding from me. But most people who are family members, normies who are family members of schizos, they will often just see their family member shut down and not talk to them. And that means they are in a psychotic episode. That's the normie experience of the psychotic episode. But I have a very good contact with schizophrenics. I can get them to reveal their whole inner world. And generally, they trust me enough that there's no hiding. They will just tell me, like, oh yeah, I'm seeing this ghost that's invading your body right now. Mario Alexandro Montano was a psychotic individual who is an interesting case. He had a YouTube channel called Killing Asuka and developed acute psychosis. He became convinced that he lived in a simulation and everyone but him is an NPC. He drowned himself in 2020 at the age of 22. Well, that makes zero sense. If you're the only one who's not an NPC in the simulation, don't kill yourself, or else the simulation just keeps going with NPCs only. oh, we have the videos where they filmed for Mortal Kombat 1. I don't know if there are fans of the game Mortal Kombat. I was a big fan when the game came out. Apparently, the moves of the characters are actually from filmed videos of actors. Raiden, the Chinese guy, Scorpio, the seventh, Gan. What was her name? I don't remember the name of the girl. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, how would you categorize a type of psychosis where you, for only a few hours, enter a dreamlike state where you experience different world integrated with people and things around you, but snap out of it afterwards? I don't know. Is that something you're experiencing? It could be a psychosis. It could. Sonia was the name of the fighter. Sonia. it could be a psychosis, or it could be just a sleep state change in your brain. I would need to have more details. It depends on what goes on in your mind. Is it just visual kind of feelings, or do you think about things? Do you paranoia about things? It's complicated to diagnose from just this. Florida middle school teacher who runs a gay club at school says her most popular flag is her progress pride flag. She also refers to students who think they're trans or non-binary as pride babies. They are basically seeing... I mean, how can you deny that the term grooming applies here? You are literally calling them babies in development. Potential gays.
More parts of my middle school classroom. Right next to my ratchet blue cabinet, we have my flags. And then right across the wall from there, we have my other flag. Probably my most popular flag is my progress pride flag. I get a lot of comments on this because it's always in the background of my videos. We love some progress pride flag because my girl, Miss Miller's Musings, who is also on TikTok, her and I are the sponsors for our GSA, which stands for Gay Straight Alliance. We call it PRISM here at our school. We have to show our pride babies some love, so we love this flag.
Our pride babies. Homeschool, 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 says Frog Eyes. There was a U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee about child safety online. I'm not super... I don't like this very much because I think the politicians are being kind of unfair toward the internet world. It's like the amount of abuse that's on the internet... we don't know that it even comes close to the amount of abuse that goes on the everyday in state schools. And yet no one will ever take the beatings that we see on an everyday basis and the bullying and the whole psychological suffering of the entire youth and say that's the fault of the school, which I think it is in many ways, but no one ever does this. No one ever does a U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee about white kids getting beat up by mobs of black people in our schools. And yet, when it happens on social media, we bring Mark Zuckerberg, Linda Yaccarino, and we pass them in front of a committee in which suddenly they're responsible for everything that happens on their platform. And in fact, if anything, I would bet that the internet world being more monitored and the fact that they do have AIs working on identifying violence and identifying harassment probably means that you get less bullying on Facebook than you do in a normal kid's school. So I really don't like that the politicians are bringing these tech CEOs and kind of putting everything on their back because it's happening on their platform. I've always had the philosophy of Section 230, which is that what happens on platforms is not the responsibility of the platform owner on the internet. That's been a fundamental pillar of the internet services. And that's why what happens on the phone is not the fault of the phone companies. And that principle should be held onto the internet, in my view. We have a girl here who does a very funny prank to her husband. That is a good one. That is a funny one.
Hi, honey. I just got done at the car shop. I got the oil change. And then I also got a really good deal on putting air in the tires.
Hold on, what? What'd you say?
I got a really good deal on putting air in the tires. I got the premium stuff. Okay. So he said that I could get air in the premium air in two tires, the front ones for $150, or I could get just like regular air in all four.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What do you mean by premium air? What are you talking about?
Well, he said that, like, it had, there was, like, it like, lasted an extra long time. He said it was, like, really high-end, and that's what more, like, the luxury cars got.
No. Babe.
What?
Air is free. You did not pay for air in your tires.
Yeah, regular air is free, but the premium air, like the high-end stuff, I got put in all of them.
There's no such thing as premium air. What are you talking about? He charged you $100, $150? How much? To put air in all four of your tires.
He charged me $100, but it was on sale. Like, I got a deal. It was a special.
What? Oh, my God. Where did you go? Go back right now. Go back right now, or I'm on the way. Tell me, what you paid $100? Oh my God.
Why don't I just come pick you up? But like, okay, but I only paid $75 for the oil though.
I have no words right now. Where are you? Are you close? Are you close to home, or are you still there? Are you still there? Because put him on the phone. Put him on the phone if you're still there.
I'm not. I left. I'm sitting in the grocery store parking lot. I didn't know if like.
So you paid $150 for air, and you've already paid him, and you're gone now? You know what? Get home. Just get home. Pick me up. Pick me up right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. I'm on the way. I'm coming home.
Bye.
Oh my God. That is funny. The guy was pissed off. Ted Cruz did destroy Mark Zuckerberg during this hearing, even if I disagree that it's the CEO's fault what's happening on their platform. There was a warning that I had said to Mark Zuckerberg years ago, and it's that once you start claiming that you can fight back against violence, you become responsible for the violence that happens on your platform. Because you've been for many years banning white people who identify as white, banning white identity. And so you've kind of endorsed a responsibility that you didn't have when you did that. And now suddenly the fact that the politicians are coming back at you and saying, now we will hold you to the rest, to at least the duty that you claim to have given yourself, kind of makes sense. In a way, the way I see it, you deny your Section 230 protection when you start being an editor, when you start selecting. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, more like having a bizarre story in your mind, perhaps acting on it as if you are in this dream. And then your brain tries to integrate the people and things around you into the dream. Well, that doesn't sound like psychosis. Psychosis is really things that are beside reality. It seems that you're just describing perhaps imagination, creativity, scenarios in your mind. That happens to everyone. But look at this here. Ted Cruz catches Mark Zuckerberg because when you start putting these labels on thing, oh, discontent could be child exploitation. But then if you allow, do you want to keep seeing it? Then you are kind of collaborating with a crime at this point, because it's like, well, wait a minute. If it was child exploitation, why would you let the person continue?
Instagram also displayed the following warning screen to individuals who were searching for child abuse material. These results may contain images of child sexual abuse. And then you gave users two choices. Get resources or see results anyway.
See, that's the danger. When you start editorializing, there is no end. Now you just demonstrated to the government. You knew that there was child exploitation there, and you keep letting them get to it anyway?
Mr. Zuckerberg, what the hell were you thinking?
All right, Senator. The basic science behind that is that when people are searching for something that is problematic, it's often helpful to, rather than just blocking it, to help direct them towards something that that could be helpful for getting them to get help.
In what?
Yeah, but there's no world in which child sexual exploitation is a valid path. You know, at this point, you have to block it.
And I understand get resources. In what sane universe is there a link for see results anyway?
Well, because we might be wrong. We try.
Mark Zuckerberg is not looking good with this explanation. Well, you know, we might be wrong, so let's let it happen. And yeah, he said science, Fleur de Sel, he did. James O'Keefe has an amazing, amazing video. Again, a gay person, a gay Democrat falls again for the gay bait. It's like at this point, James O'Keefe's career demonstrates that there is a consequence to this hedonistic sex society that defines themselves around their sexual orientation. It's you end up with all these gays in your administration, and the only thing you need to dangle in front of them is some dick, and they will fall for it. James O'Keefe has caught a major cybersecurity policy analyst and foreign affairs executive office of the president, someone who apparently works very close to Joe Biden, responsible for the security of the network. And he totally got gay baited by no one else than James O'Keefe himself. And this is rare because James O'Keefe is so well known at this point, he can't really do undercover stuff. But hilariously, this top security analyst got fooled by James O'Keefe wearing glasses. It is absolutely ridiculous.
So you're pretty high up.
Look at James O'Keefe. He tinted his hair reddish, kind of Tintin journalist type of stuff. He put some glasses on and he gets a gay discussion with the gay director of Biden's security. You can't make this shit up.
In the government.
Yeah, I'm fairly high up. I'm good at keeping secrets, and so I manage two federal agencies, the State Department and USAID.
So when you say it's like security, like you're...
It's beautiful to see James O'Keefe playing his best gay. So when you say security, it's... So you are securizing stuff, right?
Protecting.
Because he's playing a very subtle gay. It's not the usual, fabulous, all-over-the-top gay. He's playing an educated gay, older gay kind of guy.
The networks of the federal agency that you give all your information to.
The mission is to protect.
Your mission is to protect. Oh, I have to refresh Twitter video. It really seems like the leftists have taken back over Twitter.
I never
had to refresh the video in the taking of Elon Musk in the first 6 months. And eventually they got back to, you have to refresh the video.
And she said no, emphatically.
Really?
I've seen all the shit my husband has had to go through.
So he's saying Michelle Obama, not a candidate for president. She doesn't want to go through the shit that Barack went through.
And that does not interest me. People would be like, well, I don't think we should have to get the vaccine. I'm like, you're not going to get the vaccine, and then you're going to go expose my family
exactly.
in the hospital
exactly.
to your unvaccinated COVID. Like,
so the gays of Washington, D.C. are totally into the COVID vaccine scam.
So you work in cybersecurity at the White House, and my...
And this is where James O'Keefe will reveal that he's James O'Keefe. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
My question is, what are you doing on a meeting with James O'Keefe? What type of cybersecurity operation are you guys running over there?
We're running a good cybersecurity operation.
Well, obviously not.
Absolutely fantastic. Oh my God, the O'Keefe Media Group. OMG, as Cord, as well as they do with Project, as he did with Project Veritas. And he even does it himself, just to show to his young stars, his young journalists who want to join him, look, The old man can still do it, even if his face is all across the internet. The leftist Democrat gay people are in such a bubble of existence. They don't even know who James O'Keefe is. That is so amazing. So very interesting discussion. You get to learn that there's internal dissent around Kamala Harris. People hate her. Kamala Harris is bleeding out black employees. Apparently, all black employees of Kamala Harris, they can't tolerate her, so they all leave. So I think that Kamala Harris may be one of these kind of too arch of a boss. And, you know, she passes as black to America, but the reality is, I don't know, she may be mixed or multi-race or partly Indian, I don't know. But I think that black people have a hard time working under her demanding leadership. So she bleeds out all of her black employees. And amazingly, this gay guy was explaining to James O'Keefe, we can't fire her. You know, she's Kamala Harris. She's a woman and she's multiracial. I mean, what the fuck do you want to do? The Democrats are stuck in their own internal... you know, inefficiencies, I would say. Michael Saylor, beautiful speech for Bitcoin. A 33-minute speech. It's totally worth listening because it's one of the few Michael Saylor speeches where he has prepared slides. And he shows you, like, all right, you want to keep your money in USD? Here's how fast your wealth dilutes. Okay, well, you have a better alternative. You want to keep your money in the stock market. Well, here's how fast you lose your money. Oh, you have a better idea. You want to go into silver. Here's how fast you lose your money. And he totally lays it a beautiful case for Bitcoin. I'm so enthusiastic about the current bull run. I am so happy. Lawmakers have proposed an anti-non-consensual AI porn bill after the Taylor Swift controversy. It would let people sue anyone who created or intended to spread the digitally faked sexual images. I take issue with this because you are crossing the boundary of male imagination here. You are literally enacting a thought crime here. And I take massive issue with this. Can I imagine having sex with Taylor Swift? Therefore, there is an AI in my brain generating from all that I've gathered in the world. There is an AI running in my brain that can imagine having sex with Taylor Swift. That AI would be illegal under your bill. And that would be a thought. You would have criminalized a thought of mine. Now, there's the question of, well, what happens when this imagination is not happening inside your brain, but it's happening in a computer that is an extension of your phenotype? Well, I would say same thing. What you have the right to think about, you have the right to frame it in a fictitious story on the computer. John Gorras says, what if it was a porn actress that looked just like Taylor Swift? What's the diff? Exactly. Nailin Palin, Sarah Palin porn. You know, there was a porn actress that looked like Sarah Palin. It is legitimate. It is part of parody. It is part of creativity and imagination. I think it would be very dangerous to legislate against this, I say. And then, do we have the right of First Amendment sharing of our thoughts? We should. So if I can fantasize, my AI can fantasize, and my AI can speak with your AI, and we can fantasize together. I'm not for the degeneracy of it. I'm not for the degeneracy of actually sharing Taylor Swift porn. But I say it's very dangerous from a legal perspective if we get there. Go away, says Jeff. I am an artist who makes money painting nude paintings of Taylor Swift. Is my livelihood in trouble? You might very well be on the hook for massive lawsuits. Careful, go away. 2013, we start dating a white man and an Asian female. 2018, we get married. Did we make it? 2023, yes, we did, although he become transgender. Oh my God, that sucks. Oh. Can you imagine the narcissism you need? You have allied your fate in life to another person who has chosen you for the male that you were. But you are so self-centered. You are so about how you feel. And you would feel excited at being a woman that you deny her the right to be to be an hetero, basically. That is that should be fraud. In a healthy society, that is marriage fraud right there. Shady Jesus says she's probably a spicy Latina that force feminized him. It's possible it ultimately comes from her, in which case she gets what she deserves. Massive XRP hack. Poor XRP people. They get sued by the SEC. They get market dumped. And now Chris Larson, his original wallet, the founder, a co-founder of Ripple, lost a staggering $112 million of XRP. You could see the fund flow going to exchanges, trying to liquidate the XRP, trying to hide the routes of the money toward other direction. XRP is trouble. Every time I hear about XRP, it's just trouble. What the fuck is XRP meant to do that Bitcoin cannot do? I don't know how it happened. Was it a case of a stealing of his seed keys, or was it hackers who got into his computer or who guessed his keys through mathematical whatever? I don't know. The 9 new Bitcoin ETFs now hold 150,000 Bitcoin in just 13 days of trading. That is amazing because it's... The ETFs together are getting to the point where Michael Saylor is. And Michael Saylor is buying of Bitcoin, had been massively pumping the price. Now you see that this is just the start for these ETFs, and they're already at the Michael Saylor level. Wait till they keep doing this week after week after week. Bitcoin is headed up, my friend, in the long term. I don't know if Bitcoin will crash. I've been on the fence on whether we're headed toward a mini depression. We'll see. But long-term, Bitcoin is going up. So James Carville can tell Democrats to go after President Trump with a meat cleaver. Apparently, this is the level of violence that's allowed when you are a leftist.
I would tell the president and his campaign this. We got your back, dude. We're going after him with a meat cleaver, okay? You cannot...
If I say go after people with a meat cleaver in a video about Justin Moon, I think I'm losing my place on the internet. Ripple XRP was already dropping by 5% this morning following the hack. 112 million. I think it's now numbered at 200 million. Not your keys, not your coins. Interesting data from Cremier about intelligence and fertility. You know, intelligence tends to be punitive on breeding. So you breed more when you're more stupid. But it is the case at different rates in different countries. Like you look at South American and Middle East countries. Intelligence is highly punished. 0.6 decline of IQ per decade. But you look at a country like Switzerland, almost no decline. So Switzerland is stable at the IQ level if you look just into the decline per decade. And then you have European countries like Germany, Portugal, Poland, France, Italy that are at the middle. So they're declining of 0.2, 0.3 IQ points per decade. All extremely worrying. And if you need counseling for how to clean a house, follow the panda's way of cleaning his house. That will be our last news item. Look at how efficiently this panda is at cleaning the floor. I wish I was as efficient to clean my own kitchen. There you go. That's how it's done. When even your accidental falling is also recycled into more cleaning. Boom, boom. Much love, everyone. I will see you tomorrow. Ashol was asking, bullshit, BTC is going down. Remember JF's boomer Bitcoin bounce BS? I've always called the bottoms correctly, motherfucker. I told you guys to buy Bitcoin at 7,000. And then I told you guys to buy Bitcoin at 16K. I was right for 8 years on Bitcoin. What the fuck are you talking about, this boomer Bitcoin bounce BS? Fuck you. If you followed my advice, you 20x your wealth in the last 8 years. Fuck you.